Hundreds, if not thousands, of people are still missing across the Abacos and the Grand Bahama Islands. That's according to Bahamian authorities, who say the current official death toll of 30 is expected to rise dramatically over the coming days. According to the Red Cross, over 10,000 properties have been severely damaged or destroyed, with some 80,000 residents in need of aid and shelter. Dorian, now downgraded to a Category 1 hurricane, made landfall in North Carolina on Friday with winds of 95 miles per hour. A storm surge warning is in place in other areas along the US East Coast as Dorian continues its destructive path. Kevin McAleese, Washington.